Thank you. All set. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. May I have a motion to reconvene?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so it is 1 o'clock, April 5th, continuation of the budget meeting. Okay, Arlen?
But before we get into the actual revenue budgets, I've got one other thing that may impact, or not may, but will impact our budget down the road a little bit, is the American Rescue Plan Act. And not to spend a lot of time on it, but you'll see on slide 20, just some general information about it, and in particular, how it pertains to local government. Not by far all the components of the act, but just what relates to us. And it's basically all cities, towns are going to be entitled to a federal grant. Obligated to municipalities, so it's not being commingled with county and state funds. There's supposedly, as I did, this is with their terminology, ironclad statutes that are preventing the funds from being taken by another area of the state or the county. On slide 21, so what does this kind of mean? So local governments are scheduled to receive $130.2 billion, and it's split equally between the 19,000-plus municipal governments throughout the country and the 3,000-plus county governments throughout the country. Then to zero in on the municipality allocation, 70% of that $65.1 billion will be given to cities with 50,000-plus residents, and it indicates the way it's being allocated based on population, poverty rates, and housing instability. The remaining 30%, or $19.5 billion, will go to towns and cities with less than 50,000 residents, and that's based solely on population. One other thing that was mentioned is that for the small towns, that the amount they receive can't be more than 75% of the most recent pre-pandemic budget. Again, that doesn't impact us at all, but it was just another one of the requirements. On slide 22, so how will these grants be sent out? They're supposed to be in two allocations. One is half of it following enactment. Not quite sure what that exactly means, since I believe this has been enacted, but you know, there's no real projection on when we may get it. At one point, the May time frame was thrown out there. I'm not sure if that's what we're still on track for or not. And then the second allocation would be 12 months following receipt of the first. So if you don't know when you're going to get the first, it's hard to predict exactly when you're going to get the second. Whatever funds we receive, we'll have until December 31st, 2024 to actually use. And the preliminary estimate that I've seen for Kiri Beach is somewhere around $610,000 to $615,000. So the next question, I'm sure, on slide 23 is what can we use it for? And this still is subject to a lot of interpretation. But there's kind of four categories, and I know it's a lot of words on here, so I'm not going to kind of go through it. I'm not going to just read them, but I guess in summary, the first one is to for public health emergency, to respond to that in respect to the negative impact that it may have on, you know, households, small businesses, and specific industries such as tourism. The second use is to provide, I guess it's considered premium pay to eligible essential workers, and that could be up to $13 per hour above regular wages. Third bullet is to kind of offset the reduction in revenue that a town or city may have due to COVID-19. And the fourth bullet is to make necessary investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. So out of all those, I thought again, it's going to be what council decides to use it for when we actually get it, and, you know, again, following additional interpretation that we get from the U.S. Treasury Department on usage, but probably a very good area would be in the infrastructure investments. But again, it'll be subject to what council wants to do, and we're sure how much and when we're going to get the funds. So right now, the reason I bring this up now is that none of this is factored into our budget at this point. But it, you know, by the time we get to the end of the budget process, you know, maybe we can actually have a better idea what's going on and actually build some of this into the budget.
You know, unlike the others, that at least is a permanent investment. Semi-permanent investment, right? The rest are kind of temporary things. But, okay.
Yeah, it'll be up to council. I think you've probably seen the county put out, you know, how they're going to use their funds, and of course, you know, they're getting like $45 million. I think Wilmington gets about $25 million, and even Carolina Beach was, I think, about $1.9 million. So we have the smallest allocation. I think Wrightsville Beach was around, the estimate was around $750,000. So, but whatever we get, I mean, we definitely have uses for it, and we'll have no problem using it, I would say, before the end of 2024.
Okay.
But right now, you don't have a factor in the budget because we don't know what the rules are.
Right. And when we do get it, it'll be set up as its own separate fund. Mm-hmm. So then we can kind of take it and put it wherever we want. We can transfer it. If we're going to use it for water and sewer, we can transfer amounts to water and sewer. If we're using it for something else. And we'll be able to kind of maintain accountability better, because I'm sure we're going to have all kinds of reporting requirements around this money. So this way it'll be easier to track how we actually use it. Does anybody have any questions on that? As more information comes out, I'll keep everybody apprised.
Thank you. Please do.
And how it can be used. So.
Please do. Thank you. Thanks, Alan.
So we're going to take the approach, we're going to leave it in the general fund.
Well, I'm going to set up a separate fund.
I mean, we're going to move forward with our projects.
Well, again, that sort of depends.
I guess that's a question for us, I guess. So.
Yeah, I guess first to see what we get, actually, how much do we get and when are we going to get it. So once, if that happens in the next month or two, it's going to go into its own separate American Recovery Act fund.
But it could potentially drive our tax rate lower.
Well.
So if you look at the four uses, the only one that would be in the general fund is number three. Mm-hmm. And that's, Arlen would have to prove we got less last year than the year before, which we didn't in any of our accounts. And then number four is in the water and sewer fund. So one and two would be if we transferred money outside of the town business to other entities like small businesses or nonprofits. That's number one. Number two is for premium pay of the town, which I guess we could pay ourselves back a little bit in the general fund maybe, but we didn't have that much premium pay, right? Or providing grants outside the town to eligible employers. So the majority of it, based on the rules right now, as Arlen read them, as I read them, is it's going to be water and sewer fund, not the general fund. Did that answer your question?
You're right.
If they had the rules different, I would agree, but they don't have them written that way right now.
Right, and until we get more details on exactly what some of this means, I mean, it's just hard to say. We just didn't have that great revenue reduction on the general fund side that we can apply this against. So.
Plus, what isn't clear to me is, I mean, we gave some premium pay to our employees, right? So if we take an action on water and sewer on April 15th, but we don't see the money until June, can you retroactively apply it? I mean, that's one of the things that would concern me, is if we started a project before we had this cash, is it a problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's not clear, but I'm going to say probably not, because this was actually became law on March 11th. It's just there's a lot of unknowns surrounding it, I guess. So it's probably Maybe the wisest thing was not to really use any of it. Well, one, we have to get it, but once we get it, not to use it until we're really clear on what we can use it for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's why they gave you so long to use it, so people wouldn't get themselves in trouble.
Right.
I think Arnold's recommendation to wait until we know all the rules and get the money is to not have it in the process.
Smart recommendation.
So then I thought we'd just run with the revenue budget. And we'll start with the general fund, and a lot of these I'm not going to spend that much time on. But we'll start with property tax, and we kind of covered that, and this assumes that we start with the revenue neutral tax rate of 23.35 cents, and this is all based on the estimates that we saw a little while ago from New Hanover County, and then adjusted for our normal collection rate. Sales tax, a fairly significant increase over what was budgeted last year, but that's because we reduced last year based on the unknowns of COVID-19, which then really didn't impact us to the extent expected. And so I'm projecting an increase of kind of the statewide numbers just came out actually on like Thursday or Friday. So statewide is being projected to increase again for fiscal year 22. Garbage and recycle, I show a decrease only because we lowered the recycle fee a month or two ago, based on the new charges from our service provider. TDA, I'm starting out with, one, I'm budgeting more than we ever have in regard to going over 300,000, and I know per different projections that there could be, 360,000 available. But to be somewhat conservative, I'm still going with a higher number than normal or in prior years, but it's to cover the entire lifeguard budget and then oceanfront park maintenance and the entertainment that's budgeted at the oceanfront park. That's just a starting point. We could use it for other things. If we had more ROT dollars available, we could use it for some of the other things. If we're
like signage on the beach and stuff like that, right?
And we added now the concerts, the chamber concerts in, so I would probably even add that on here at this point and even raise that by that $9,800 that we should still be able to cover that. Franchise and utility taxes, it's been down or whatever for this year, so I adjust my projection or estimate for next year based on what's happening now. So that one's fluctuated up and down over the last couple of years. Things like what the major component of this is the electricity sales tax. The other items, the video programming franchise tax and the telecommunication go down every year. So those two areas have just seen decreases over the last 5-6 years. For the paid parking, I said earlier it was budgeted $200,000 in expenses. So here I'm just putting $200,000 of revenue. We can adjust this however we want. It was a starting point just to kind of account for both sides of the equation. But so this is saying break even. We want to go with some of the projections that we've seen by the parking company or some variation of that. That number can be increased. It was just hard to come up with any true estimate without having any history at this point. And I didn't want to go make this some of the projections I've seen, which are significant numbers. But if we feel overall, based on what we've heard, that this number should be $400,000, just to throw something out there, we could do that. So again, just my starting point.
So what are your thoughts about it, John Craig? You guys have been on the meetings with them.
I think it's fair. I mean, Craig and I talked the other day about it for a while. We were very conservative in an estimate. If things, barring good weather and everything, we should, by the end of June, with a very conservative estimate, hit that $200,000 mark.
Well, no, but on the expense side, he had $200,000, so he's saying it's not going to make anything to the town. I don't know that I agree. That's why I'm asking you guys.
This is for next year. This is from July 1st.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah,
my thought my particular thought is, and I like what he's done, is I don't think the $200,000 is going to all fit into the next year's budget. We're going to spend some this year.
Yeah.
That's point number one, okay. And that was the total year's number. So then the second point is I believe that I think we need about 9,000 hours. Is that what we came up with, like 9,400 hours to break even?
Right.
And if you divide that by half of the spaces, 8 hours a day, and then take 40% of that for passes and all that crap, you actually should wind up sometime towards the end of May where you clear this 200. So I'm hoping we go into the next budget year with expense covered, but Alan doesn't know that, so he's doing what he should do. He's protecting us.
No, I agree with Arlen, but this is our number, not his,
yeah.
Right? And I think it's too low. I'm asking what you guys think it should be. My personal opinion is...
What do you think is too low?
I think the revenue side is too low in the budget, right?
I would, if I had...
I would not raise taxes with that being parking making zero.
I would
that's the issue, right?
I'd estimate at least $500,000.
I think that's way too high. Wow. I mean, I think that's too high, honestly. At least for the first time.
You're talking about 18,000 and 9,000. You're talking about 27,000 hours divided by the spaces and $5 an hour.
I just think that's too high.
I'm thinking, I've said up here publicly, is that I think we'll make 100 to 150. I would amend it upwards at this point, 200 to 250.
Total.
Total.
So when you take expenses, so you're saying 100
yeah.
more than this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can sort of agree with
you.
I was thinking
60. Probably somewhere in the vast middle.
This is council's issue, right? We have to.
Right.
We don't know, right? And that's why I bring it up is Arlen's showing zero. I disagree with that in the budget process, and I think there should be a different number.
Well, everybody can hate us and nobody show up, you know. So
I know. Well, the budget's the budget. It's our budget, right? Arlen's doing exactly what he should. But I just think it's too low because at the end of this, we're going to set the tax rate, and I think we'll set the tax rate too high if we showed zero out of parking.
Okay, so we've got basically the month of April and almost all of May to see what we're going to be generating in revenue. Should we not have a better feel for it by the time he does the budget? When's our budget presentation? In June council meeting?
No, in May.
May council meeting.
So
the public hearing's in June, right?
Public hearing would be early June, and then it will be adopted at the June council meeting.
Right. I'm fine with that. I just would like this one to be highlighted yellow, and council has to understand we have to change the number.
And I have no problem adjusting it. You know, the problem is what to make it.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the issue, right? And I think that's not your problem. That's the council's problem, right? I'm arguing it's too low. I think Craig's number's too high. I'm more around where Joe is, though. I think I'm a little lower than him personally. I mean, when I did this 5 years ago, I said $30,000. So I'm willing to double up and say we'll make $60,000 without knowing anything. That's the number I would throw out to council. That's 1 cent. You know, of our problem. But I'm not saying I'm committed. I'm just saying, council, we have to at the next meeting.
Well, that's the way you look at it. If we overestimate, we're going to have to take it from somewhere. If we don't.
Yeah, that's right. Then we've got a hole in the budget, just like with every other revenue item.
But your point is, if it keeps the tax rate down a penny, that's a penny down the tax rate.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a penny and a hole that's like 3.5, I think, is what Arlen's... We'll get to
like
it.
To keep everything the way it is, it was about three cents.
So I'm okay with moving on. I'm just saying council owns that. I argue this number's too low and we should change it sometime, whether it's right now or in a month, I'm fine. But you guys just need to have it in your head that I'm going to bring it up at the next meeting and we need to have a different number than zero. Because that's what the number is right now, zero. And
right.
I don't think
right.
that's right.
And I think, okay, and we can have individual discussions and
yeah.
check the math.
Well, we might have some math that, and because the next one's when, May what, Arlen? When's our next budget meeting?
It's actually in less than 2 weeks, April 16th.
Yeah, so we won't have any input then,
really?
I don't think. Although they give weekly inputs, but we're being nice about not writing tickets and stuff for a little while, so I don't know that we'll have a big chunk of people buying. How many have already bought, Andy? Or at least gone through your part of the process, not bought, but at least reached out and got their coupon
on
number.
On my side of things, we're up around 50-ish. I haven't checked it today.
Yeah, so there's $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only point that I would make is at $60,000, just to do real quick, you divide that by $5 an hour, got 12,000 hours.
Yeah.
Let's take 400 spaces.
Well, no, you got to do the other 200,000 to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm going to come to tell you that at 400, it's less than a week.
Okay. Then.
So.
I'm not saying I disagree with your math.
Yeah. No, and I'm just saying I'm okay with being low, but I don't think I'll support any tax movement based on what I think is going to happen here.
Right, but, and I think one way to potentially is, you know, fund balance appropriation if it comes to that at the end of this the budget process.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say, we have some unknowns, but to increase this amount by this 200, by whether it's 60, whether it's 100, whether... I don't think it's wrong either. So if we
want
to go ahead and do something that everybody feels comfortable with, I'm good with that. I just wanted to, that's my starting point.
So what you're saying, David, leave our expenditure is the same and raise our revenue.
This should be up by, I would say, 60,000. Joe said a bigger number. Craig said an even bigger number. But yeah,
and I'm still
it
not
should
at,
not be zero.
And I'm still not at the number that was guaranteed.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't
right by one of the bidders.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do that. So
and I wouldn't do that either. But
yeah, that's not in our contract, right?
It's no, it's not.
Bidder.
It was a different bidder.
Yeah,
that, right?
I'm glad you guys eliminated it. That's crazy.
So.
Well, that's a.
So, but you're right, David. We should have a number, and we'll.
So I make a motion: is $260,000 in parking revenue for 2022 budget. 260,000. This was 200. Move it to $260,000.
In revenue.
In revenue. Yes.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion?
How much do we take in if all the properties do two tickets, $40?
John, you did the math on that. That would be over $2 million.
No.
I thought you did the math. Didn't you do the math on that? That said $632,500.
It would be $80,000.
I'm sorry. Well, I guess I missed the question.
If every property owner got his $220
that'd
be $80,000.
Sorry.
I think I'm low, but I feel comfortable being low, and I like to put our own.
I'd rather be very conservative with it.
And it would be hard for you to support something in the budget that I'm responsible for, saying something that would be kind of outrageous to say, like $1 million.
Yeah, no. I'm with you.
So to have something, I think, is good. And I would hope that we have at least 60,000.
I hope you're all wrong.
Yeah, you have the wrong
luck.
In addition to the expenses, so
yeah,
it would take in over $250,000 in the first year. That feels reasonable.
And the way it will really be, well, yeah, it'll be the first year. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good chunk of it'll be the first year.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion. Any other questions? Any other? Good question, John. I'm sorry. I thought you said the total that you calculated that time. Any other questions? None? All right. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Here, we fixed a third of your problem, huh?
We just picked up something, but you spent like on the other end.
Yeah, no. Okay. So sorry. Good point.
We're still ahead, though.
Yeah, that's right. We're net ahead. There you go. Okay.
So the next item is the cell tower rents. It's gone down a little because we had the one lease that they were terminating as of the end of this fiscal year. We're not the vendor has to terminate it at the end of the fiscal year.
And that was just because they didn't have customers, right? That was
correct. Yeah, they actually at one point had the south water tower and the north. Like a year or so ago, they canceled the south lease because of lack of customers, and now it's even decreased.
Yeah.
On slide 25, building permits, camera permits, impact fees, fire expense, inspections, all kind of grouped together. And there I kind of go basically with John on most of that, what his estimates are based on expected activity. Sales tax refund looks like it's down a lot, which it is, but that's because 2021 was much higher than normal because of the water meter replacement project and the sales tax we had paid on that as part of the project. And then in 21, we got that money back. So for fiscal year 22, it's more of a normal year for us now with regard to the amount of sales tax that we get reimbursed for. Community center, Parks and Rec, street festival, bluefish sales, all that shows an increase, and most of that relates to the 75th anniversary festival that was discussed earlier, and expected additional revenue from, I would guess, like donations and that type of thing.
Sponsors.
Town facility rentals does show a decrease. It was just that got hit very hard in this current year. So this is just to maybe put the estimates a little bit more in line with what we expect as kind of that business starts to build back a little bit from where it is right now. ABC revenue has trended down. Can't really say why, but it has. So that's what I've reflected here, what the most recent trends have been. Motor vehicle license tax, that's the $5 as part of the registration. That stays pretty flat. Beer and wine tax, same thing. We don't get this current year's amount, and I don't know what it is until May. But all indication is it should be very similar to what it has been in the past.
With that ABC revenue figured on our population and what the county takes in as a whole county, how is that calculated?
Yes, so it's the whole county, and it's... There's different components of it also. So part of it's based on their profit, part of it's based on certain taxes that they charge. So all the different categories are down right at this point, which, again, I don't really know the answer why that's happening, but.
Motor vehicle tax of 11,000, that's like what, 4 vehicles per family?
That I look at the number of registered vehicles that are registered for the town,
yeah,
according to the stuff, the information we get from DOT. So
okay.
So it's,
I know you have it for a basis. Just seems kind of high to me, but
yeah, but no, it looks good. That's historically.
See, I can go low just as well as I can go high, but
yeah, right.
So okay, got it.
We're right on track. I think this year we had 10,500, I believe, is what's there. It's very consistent. It really isn't changing much.
Okay.
Next, parking fines, citations, court fees. That shows a decrease. Talking to Mike about that, and it's really that, a lot of the enforcement, parking enforcement in particular, is going to be all coming through as the revenue from paid parking. So I guess, Mike's thought was, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but, they'll have less in regard to
I hope you raise more, but I hope it's less.
So again, not a significant amount of money, but
that's
what was estimated. Re-entry decals, just a slight increase. Even though we give 2 out, we still have people that like to buy extras. So.
Yep.
Interest in investment earnings, down significantly. I definitely overestimated this current fiscal year in regard to what, so it's been a bigger impact. And that's, you can say the stock market's been doing great, but we're very limited in what we can invest in, and CD rates are way down. And then our investment in the North Carolina Capital Management Trust is, we earn next to nothing on that too. So, and I don't see that changing in the real near future. All other revenue, I would say that the biggest component is sale of surplus property, and that really links into the ATVs and whatever that the lifeguards sell each year when they do their rotation and purchase new equipment. So
Ed, Chief, you have in this budget for a squad, right?
Yes, sir.
So did you let Arlen know that we would sell that, I assume, right?
Yes, but...
It's not going to be worth that much, I don't think.
Well, budget processing didn't matter line-wise, it just goes back into the general fund.
Okay.
Yeah, and here we only, typically I don't, this is only the second year I've estimated this, because it's kind of, we have some history to show that typically when these are traded every year or sold, that we can at least expect this amount of money.
Okay, it's fine.
Fund balance appropriation, right now there is nothing proposed. I mean, that could, again, we need to be part of the budget balancing process. Financing, fairly significant increase, but I've listed out what that would include. So the paving projects, the part that would be coming out of the general fund, and that includes, when I did the actual financing, I included that $11,500 for the walking path or whatever. But, there's one police vehicle, one public works truck, and two fire vehicles. So, all the things that were discussed by the department heads in those areas, this would be the related financing for that. So, any questions on general fund?
No, that's John. Mm-hmm.
So then on slide 27 is the water and sewer fund revenue. And I'm going to say for water charges, I was way too optimistic in regard to the amount of revenue, after we raised rates last year. So we're actually, when I look at this year's forecast at this point, we're below what I expected, and I adjusted next year's budget accordingly. And at this point, we started out within the assumptions, it does not include any type of rate increase at this point for water. So,
but we used less water, right? Or not really, Jimmy? Do we use less water or no, Jimmy? Or just your estimate was?
I think my estimate was just too high last time. And when I look at the water usage, it might be down a little bit, but not to justify that amount of money.
Well, if it could be. If the big units reduced, that's what impacts you, because that's what we're trying to do, right? So
but on the
people
other side,
just stop wasting water, that'd be good.
But on the other side, sewer charges are up, and that looks like it really relates to our Fort Fisher customer.
Wow. They were closed most of last year.
When I look at the data, that's what it's showing.
Wow.
Can you tell if that's... Does that split between the aquarium and the bank so you can see which one it is?
Yeah, we have separate accounts for those. I mean,
can you let me know if it's the aquarium? Because they could have been dumping more because they didn't have visitors. Not from the bathrooms, but their tanks.
Tanks, yeah.
Do you know if they put that down the sewer, Jimmy?
They shouldn't, but...
I wouldn't think they would, but... Right. If it's the aquarium, just let me and Jimmy know so we can ask them what they're doing. Because they didn't have the visitors last year. So that would be weird.
If they couldn't have had that much flushing.
That's one of those big tanks will be
a lot
of people, right? That's what I'm saying. If they're not doing the right thing, dump
them. Toilets and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so if it's the aquarium, just let Jimmy and I know. If it's not, then that's fine.
Yeah, and most of it may have been the Air Force Base, but I have to look to confirm.
Yeah, that's what I'm just asking. Just
if
it is.
A couple of problems this year.
What do you mean, with water problems?
Where they had lines running, breaking, or something. They had some leaks or something. I don't know. But they had something going on. They called me a couple of times to get in touch with what would work.
Okay. Yeah, I know we went down and cut some stuff off from them. We had to find all kinds of weird valves that no one had closed in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Water and sewer tab, and we're going to talk with John about that based on his estimates of building activity. So that's actually saying flat. Cut off some reconnections. I kept that flat. I mean, this one's a little harder to judge because for a number of months we were not allowed to cut off anybody. Mm-hmm. So I felt more comfortable just keeping it consistent. Account past due charges, again, for a period of time, we could not charge that in this fiscal year. But I'm estimating, again, based on the trends over the last couple of months, a little bit of a decrease there. New account setup fee, again, based on trends, just looking at a little bit of an increase, so kind of those two kind of offset each other. Interest income, again, same issue, significant decrease being projected. Other revenue, a very small amount, but the largest part is return check fees. and kind of go in bunches. We've kind of got, in the last week, have had three. You know, we can go months without any, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of them. Other financing is the is loans, and what this is just one loan, and it's only half of the loan. The other half is in stormwater, but it's for the back truck that Jimmy talked about earlier. And then finally, transfers. There's no transfers projected for the next budget year, and the one that's shown in the amended budget just relates to the funds that were left over from the water meter loan and how they were applied to the water sewer fund to reduce the loan payment. Any questions on water and sewer? And then slide 29 is the stormwater fund. Pretty straightforward. Again, assuming no changes to the fees. Small increase in just the monthly stormwater charges is for, you know, increasing number of accounts as new homes will build. And based on John's estimate of building, estimated building activity, no change to the stormwater building fees. Interest income down, again, as we talked in the past. And other financing is the other half of the back truck. Since it'll have an impact on both water and sewer and stormwater activity, so we split it between the two funds. And that's the estimate for stormwater. Anyone have any questions on that? So we're kind of come to the part where do we go from here? Because we started out seeing a couple funds in the red, you know, what we want our potential actions to be, and whether that's, you know, reduction of expenses, increasing taxes or fees. So what I have here is just looking at the any potential, you know, tax or fee increases, and not saying these are not my recommendations to do any of these are options. That's all. So go to slide 31. Just talking about property taxes, and to kind of close that shortage that we saw in the beginning of, I think, about $371,000, $372,000. If nothing else changed, and that's what the council decided to go with, we would need a tax increase to cover that total shortage would be about 3 cents, which would be like 11.8% increase. And if you look at the next page, next slide, page 32, kind of see where that comes from. It's the column that's in the green. But you can also see from the other columns what's the impact of one and a half cent increments of increasing the tax rate. You really need to focus on that line instead of net increase to town revenue. And my little example at the bottom is based on a house with a value of $425,000, what the impact would be of those various tax increases.
Yeah, I like how you put that in so we can see the impact.
So again, for information and for, you know, deciding how we move forward, you know, for the next budget meeting. Anyone have any questions on that? Okay, then on slide 33, I mean, I know we look at this every time or whatever it seems like, but, you know, one of the other services that we know is not fully covered by the fees we charge is garbage collection. So I just throw a couple examples up there, or impacts if we were to increase the residential garbage rate by a dollar for the first can, that would be 14.3% increase. And in the blue column, you see what the additional revenue would be related to that. And I include a $2 increase, the same percentage for the additional can. So just keeping the percentage the same, and same thing with commercial. That everybody would, that would just be a 14.3% increase. So again, the grand total would be a little over 36,000 estimated additional revenue. And the section on the right just shows if the increase is 25%. And the total estimated additional revenue would be a little bit less than $64,000.
So our actual cost for garbage collection Do we have a decent number on what?
Well, I'm working. I just started to put a better estimate. A number of years ago, I got an estimate of like $400,000. So I just started to do something where it's like looking at exactly how many, you know, personnel are involved and how many days. And so hopefully by the next budget meeting, I'll have a number to say that based on my understanding of the garbage collection process that we think it costs that size. I don't have that right at the moment. So.
Okay.
What is the budget shortfall of everything's included?
For the general fund?
Yeah.
It was like just about $372,000.
372, about, okay.
Yeah, 371.6. But that, again, we've added, you know, right, a little bit.
It's changed today.
Yeah.
It went down a little bit, but not
right. We added more revenue than we did expense, I think,
right,
at this point. So.
Okay.
Only question on garbage.
Collection? Garbage collection? Nope. Not yet.
So next is water and sewer. Again, we had a shortfall there of, I think, it's about $215,000. These are just some different options. There's all other variations of any of this or whatever, but some of these are the ones I just, since they're somewhat generic ways to present it, I include those. And I added something a little different was if you do a small increase to the monthly minimum, and like raising water by like 50 cents and sewer by like a dollar, the minimum. So that's that 4% monthly increase, numbers 5 and 6. And then doing some other related that rate tier increase. So that gives you the, you know, estimated revenue. And once I calculated these, I then decreased it by even an additional like 7.5% because trying to factor in better conservation that people may do when the rates go up.
Mm-hmm. So you reduced the estimate a little bit based off that, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's reasonable based on what you saw from last year.
Yeah, and in the past I did reduce it, so I've reduced it even more now. So.
Okay. Tommy.
So last year we discuss building our fund balance. Then how are we compared to last year increasing our fund balance?
Well, it's still hard to say for this current year. I mean, fiscal year 20, we definitely added. I don't, right off the top of my head, I don't remember that amount was, but like maybe like 200,000. It's really hard to judge this at this point in time because we just had our slowest months. April should start the uptick again in regard to usage. So it'll really depend on, you know, what we see for April, May, and June, like where we're going to end up here. Because it's, you know, if we get a lot of visitors during that time, you know, we'll be in pretty good shape. You know, if it stays kind of flat or kind of like average, then not so much. We're not going to see a fund decrease, I don't think. But we just may not add much to the actual fund balance.
I think in his first presentation, Arlen, you can look at the balances over the last few years so you can see what they've done in water.
Right.
When I presented back last month.
Right. Yeah, just right off the top of my head, you know, I don't have that.
Yeah. But it's in that graph. There's a graph that shows mm-hmm. that so you can see it.
Yeah, I think over the last 5 years or so, we've pretty much added every year except for one. It was a decrease in fund balance, and I think that was a change in accounting rules that drove that. It's just some years we didn't add much, you know.
Right.
And it's still even hard. We really, I think, the last audit that we had less than $1.5 million, I think, of what could be used for a project or an emergency. So it's not really going to buy you a lot when you think of what.
Yeah, we're going to have a big project this year, and probably the following year. So if we do 4th Avenue and then do 5th Avenue following that, those are two very expensive projects,
right,
with water and sewer.
And
then we'll be coming into the communities up north in the next 3 to 5 years. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some big water and sewer projects coming in the next 5 years for mm-hmm. sure. And they'll start off this year after the season. Everyone in town, we've got to start socializing to them that 4th Avenue is going to be a mess for a while. And they're not going to like it. And then it'll go into the other areas, right? Fifth Avenue will be next, and then probably, I haven't looked at Jimmy's five-year plan where we're Cameron, but I'm sure there's some stuff up in the north end of town that is pretty old now. Those sewer pipes are... What's the oldest community in the north end? Jimmy, do you remember?
Sir?
Of all the HOA communities, what's the oldest one up there, do you think? It's not Beachville. Would it be Curious Village? I think it's the oldest one.
Was early 90s, 92.
Yeah, so those are going to be 30-year-old sewer lines that are going to pop in, right? Yeah, I mean, you get 20 to, on the outside, maybe 35 years. If you're lucky, 40 years. So we're going to be rolling into those.
Yeah, I agree. Soon. Yeah.
So in that regard, we haven't built huge reserves for any of that type of work. But that's one reason why I highlighted initially that for that American Rescue Plan and, you know, water and sewer, you know, that's an allowable use might be the way to go with those funds.
I think so.
Yeah, just, but that only helps us for one project.
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to solve our problems. It definitely puts a dent in them. But.
Oh, good. I like all the different options you present to council so we can figure out what to do. And I appreciate council's support on encouraging the reduction of wasting of water over the past few years.
So.
Any questions on the water and sewer rates?
Nope.
So last I have the stormwater. Again, we saw a shortage in that fund too of a little over, I believe, $145,000. I know last year we did increase the stormwater fee from $8.71 to $10 for a residential account. Business accounts are higher than that, but this just shows a couple different scenarios, and the bottom line on that chart is what would that add in an increase to the annual revenue.
Okay.
We are just to say our stormwater fund balance is up so far in this year. I mean, again, it's hard to look at that at a particular point in time during the year. But if I look now, we are up around 400,000. But that's because we really haven't done any significant projects. We definitely had some maintenance type work in that fund, but we have not had any, you know, capital projects. Hmm.
A lot of good information here, Arlen. I guess I would go back to page 4.
Right, because I think from here, we just kind of, you know, at least I need some guidance, you know, I guess, you know, how we move from here where we are right now to the next meeting we have on April 16th.
Yep, you're absolutely right. General fund, 372. Water sewer, 215. Stormwater, 146. Some of these solutions don't cover that.
Yes, so I think the general fund, part one is we need to refine what the parking number is. We changed it, but did we change it the right amount? So we probably should ponder that. That's a help. Then would we either cut some things that we've all went through all day today and say yes, or would we change the tax rate to cover the difference? That's number one. Or do we take it out of the fund balance? Because the fund balance went up. So last year we didn't do anything to the tax rate because the citizens were suffering through COVID. We had a restrictive budget, and then we got more than we expected.
Right. I think last year we appropriated as a starting point
126, I think.
Yeah,
something like that.
We started out with just about 118,000 that we appropriated. And at this point, I'm going to say we're not using that. We're not going to use it at the end of the day unless something major happens between now and June 30th.
Right.
I know we can't predict it exactly, but I think in the past we've said we usually come in at about 94%.
Yeah, probably, or a little bit higher than that. If
95, 96.
The actual original budget, it might be at, you know, about 90%.
Which was the basis for why we took that risk on the 118, right, actually. Okay. General fund. Given on the 60, that becomes 311, I guess.
Yeah, there were some pluses. Yeah, there were added in about 10 or so.
Yeah, I think you pretty much added in 10.
Yeah, so 321 per year.
Look, so we added 10 for that 9,800.
That's right.
That was 10?
And I think there was, I thought there was one or two other things that we added in as well. All on the community stuff, because you didn't have some in.
Wasn't the 9,800 in the projection, or was not? It was not. So we did add the 10, and then we said use 60 revenue, so it's a net 50.
Right now, if you want to, you've reduced that overall by what was done by about $50,000.
Yeah, that's what I think.
So what page were the tax solutions on? 17?
32.
Yes, it'll be 2.5 cents right now.
So if we did 1.5 cents and then the fund balance appropriation.
Exactly right. Yep.
That would be a way to give us everything we wanted.
Exactly right.
Give me 1 second to get to 17. Should not have taken the thing out.
So
staple.
Well, that doesn't entail increasing the garbage fees either. That's new.
Yeah, that'd be a different way to do it. That's exactly right. If you did all that, you wouldn't have to change the garbage fees.
True.
Right.
So if you did 1.5 cents, that'd be like 189.
Right.
And then a fund balance appropriation on the rest.
I'm with you. I think that's a reasonable way to go, especially since we think we're probably underestimating parking as well. So that fund balance might go to zero if parking's better than we put in.
Correct.
So we changed parking to say that the revenues would only, the puts and takes would only generate $60,000 to the town. Craig thinks it should be higher. So by taking some fund balance, if that's higher, it'll just cover the fund balance and you don't actually take it out. But right, if you're wrong, then it's out of the fund balance, so you budgeted conservatively for Arlen. So I could support that, Alan. 1.5 cents, leaving the garbage revenues where they are, and taking the difference out of fund balance as guidance.
I mean, Arlen, is that what you're looking for? Some type of guidance on what we'd like to see, and then?
Yeah, I think because really for us to have anything, I guess, meaningful enough by the next meeting, it's really, I think we need to be as close as possible.
Right.
And mm-hmm. What our proposed or the budget that I'm going to present at the May meeting, what it is. Because otherwise, we really have to factor in, which we can't do, there's enough time, a third budget meeting. Because somewhere before that council meeting in May, we need to have pretty much a balanced budget.
So you want to make that a motion, Arlen?
Yeah.
Let's repeat that again. We got 1 point.
Yeah, so we do.
John had a question first, I think, okay, before we make the motion.
Before the motion, I wanted to get it. Wanted to get it in my head on a paper.
Okay.
Well, for me, as a policy, I'd rather see fees increase, because that's across the board. But the tax rate, back to my thing about Paris, goes with, if you own a nicer piece of property, you're going to pay more for the same exact services. And I would like to, it'd be nice to stay tax neutral for this town.
Most definitely it would.
I know this parking thing has kind of got us in a, well, it's going to happen, you know, as the mayor says, we collect a lot of money for out of the year. We don't know where that's going to go, of course.
My personal problem with raising the real property taxes is that's kind of like a permanent move. Now, when I say permanent, I just mean, should we have the recoveries through parking? People may expect then that there would be a tax reduction when there are so many other places to put the parking revenues. And by the way, that is the very question that got this thing in a legislative debate right now. Tell me what you had in mind.
Another thought, after John said what he said. If Arlen can put together what, this may be a philosophical road we're going to go down another time, but if Arlen put together what garbage collection actually cost us, do we want to start trying to make that a break even with funds, with the user fee for garbage paying for itself? And I don't know if we can get there or not.
Well, let me offer you this. Let me just make a statement on that before we consider that. We have a department of 14 men. Many times we need those 14 men on a variety of things. We've got something going on in the town. We've got some paving. We've got some ditch digging. Now, my personal view is that garbage keeps the rest of those men busy when we don't need all 14 men to do something else.
I
don't know that saying garbage costs Y, then you wind up with people saying, hey, well, you could get it for X, just outsource it.
I think we're probably pretty competitive, actually. So I'm not that worried about that, honestly. I think we should know how much it costs so we know if property taxes are carrying it or not. So I agree with Alan that we should know the number and then how much our charges are collecting and compare them. I don't know what the right answer is about should it pay for itself or not. That's a totally different issue. It's like John's argument about, services should be paid by who they use for it versus the higher value property owners. I'm back and forth on all of that kind of stuff. In the end, I think, council, we've got to figure out how we do this. The one issue, John, is you would have to basically double the garbage collection fees to cover the whole hole right now. And the majority of the hole's not made by garbage collection, it's made by other departments, right? The fire department, expenses, admins, it's not by garbage, right? So if you look at the change in the budget, it's not driven by public works for the garbage collection, it's driven by all the other needs of the town. So that's why, at least for me, it goes on the property tax rate. But I understand your point. I don't know what the right answer is. I just know that garbage collection fees can't be increased enough. I guess they could. You can do whatever you want. But they would get way out of sorts if you were paying for all the other stuff with garbage collection fees. And then you would run into the people will be telling you should outsource it because... Mm-hmm. You know, you're charging me more for garbage than it costs because we're paying for everything else, right?
But then we lose that individualized.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And the town's talked about that multiple times. Craig's point is a great point that garbage collection lets us make sure we have a big enough department to respond to all the other problems, for one. And two, we don't have contractors. It's the same people riding around the town. And you'd be amazed at how much you know about your neighbors by collecting their garbage. And so some people don't even realize that, but the town, it's been a while back, the last time the town talked about outsourcing, one of the biggest issues from a number of citizens was, well, wait a minute, you're gonna pay an outside company and their turnover is like this, and they know all kinds of stuff about me that I don't really want them to know necessarily, versus the 14 Curie Beach town employees that don't turn over very much at all, seeing what's in my garbage, right? So that's a different issue. But
well, that's a discussion for another day.
So. Yeah, right. But I think that's the two counterpoints against outsourcing garbage. Yeah. And I do think we need to know the cost so we can hold Jimmy responsible to keep it within the cost that they should be, right?
Right.
If you don't pay attention, That's why Arlen has an estimate from a few years ago, because that's exactly what we did. Looked at what would it be to outsource. Because there are some of our citizens that say, oh, you could say our garbage cost us too much. You should outsource it. But the data didn't show that last time. I don't think it'll show it this time, actually.
But the way we can make garbage more efficient is by reducing the manpower if we go to a one-arm bandit.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. We should. Can you correct me to say what I was thinking a while ago?
Craig, he asked if you're on the track for his motion.
Make my motion again?
Yes, I would like to understand.
Okay. All right. So first, increase the tax rate by 1.5 cents.
1.56?
1.5
cents. Okay.
Which would take it to, according to Arlen's thing, 26.85. And then fund the rest of our shortfall with fund balance. Whatever that number is, we take the rest of it out of fund balance.
So you'd make the general, I see what you're saying, 1.5% and the rest from fund balance.
Yes.
Period.
I might get the board motion.
Well, I just amended. So we review our parking estimate together with that fund balance one, because I think we may have a better estimate idea after looking at it, right?
I
agree. So I'll second Arlen's motion that for the budgeting process, the proposed tax increase will be no more than 1.5 cents, and then the rest has to be for the general fund, between parking and fund balance expenditures.
What is that? What is that gap?
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I can do the math for you.
About 140.
Yeah.
About 140.
Right now, which is 60 and 80, right? With our current estimate.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So we have a budget direction, and we have work to do to see if we can make that smaller.
So one of three funds down. Two to go. That's one fund down, two to go.
Right. Yeah.
Now here's the hard one, I think. So.
The water sewer fund?
Right. Because what's driving a lot of that shortfall is that project before that in the sewer. Because I did not put in for finance, I would say for that as part of this original first budget process here.
I don't worry so much.
If this is where the questions come in.
That's right.
If we get that American Rescue Plan money and we can use it, that's going to basically take away that shortfall. But it's also not going to be on paper building our fund balance much. We take no other actions.
Well, so the water and sewer fund rate doesn't have to be set in the budget process, right?
It can change any time.
So then I'd make a motion that we use, because we're not going to start that project until the fall, right? I'd make a motion that we, for budgeting purposes, put in the Recovery Act money.
I guess right now, though, I put it in as a fund balance appropriation, though, because
Know. Put it in as a fund balance appropriation and put a note that it would be the American Recovery Act. And then if that doesn't come through, then we should go back and review it. That'd be my motion to council for this, where we are in the budget process right now.
Realistically, you think we'll know something by budget approval time, Arlen?
Supposedly those estimates that are out there, the 610 to 615, are supposed to be pretty good numbers based on knowing how many towns were less than 50,000 and what funds are available. So they're supposedly good, pretty good.
Water and sewer
were specifically spelled out in the bill that was passed.
I thought the number was 530, so 610 is great.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen 610, I've seen 613.
Okay.
Well, the shortfall is less than half of that, so
right.
Yeah.
Even the worst case, I think we're good. So if we have to change the water and sewer rates, we can change them later once we find out we didn't get mm-hmm. the money. But right now, I think it's reasonable to assume we're going to get the money, and they're going to allow us to do the projects we're discussing, which is
the point is these fees are direct benefit to the citizens. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. And if we have to do that later, we could look at it. But you're right. I would suspect things would get covered in that. But I'm also trying to think of the year after and the year after, right, as to where we're going to sit with some of this stuff when there aren't these fluffies coming our way.
So if we assume that project's going to be, I think, Jimmy, what, 250, I think, right, 250,000. So, and we use 250 from the American Rescue Plan. So we'd be in the green by what,
60,000. Yeah.
You know, so in theory, that would be.
And then the second 12 months later, you get the other half, and you'd be up another 60,000, assuming Fifth Avenue's the same mm-hmm. basic cost, right? So I think that's good for 2 years. We're going positive both years.
Yeah. Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Yeah. He's got a second. Any other questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Last one? Stormwater.
Okay.
So how far were you negative on that one? I can't speak.
Yeah, it was like 145,000.
Yeah.
That's assuming that 200,000 of it is for potential projects.
Right.
I don't want to. I think we're being very, very conservative on what the cost will be. I think the material alone costs $200,000.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe with the increasing cost, that seems high, but okay, because, I mean.
Because we're not going to do it in-house, right?
No, sir.
No, yeah.
Because we always talk about that being done in-house, and I just don't see it.
Yeah, with what's going on now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big increase. So that would be basically a 50% increase on the stormwater fee to close.
That's a huge increase. That's what
But we're not increasing water, sewer, or garbage.
I mean, if we got
increase, and we kept the tax increase down to half of what the shortfall was by other means.
But if we have to increase a fee that we have for our residents, it's got to be stormwater. That's where the stormwater will be in the future.
Yeah, I agree with Alan, actually. I make a motion we increase the stormwater fee to $15 a month.
Second.
And what is it now?
It's 10.
All right.
It's on slide 35. That's what closes the gap. And I agree, I think, now thinking about it, what I'm seeing in construction, I think we'll see. Jimmy's pretty good at estimating, but it is climbing faster than anybody else thinks of, so we'll see. I bet a cheeseburger on Jimmy.
Well, I bet you will know. We should know more before our next budget meeting.
Yeah. But for budgeting purposes, not for passing it, because we have to do, to pass all the fees, we actually have to pass the budget. Before the budget, I would recommend to increase the stormwater fee to $15 a month.
No, sir.
We haven't attacked the budget inputs. I mean, not in this area, it doesn't do any good, really.
Well, I think that's the part at the next meeting is, everybody gets to go off and look at all the details that have been given and ask questions, say what we can cut out. But I think I'm with Alan. The more I think about it, the stormwater fee is the one that's going to be the issue. The stormwater stormwater fund is $280,000 right now?
Right about now, it's up to about 400.
Okay.
Because we haven't used much of it so far this year.
Right. But I mean, the operations and maintenance stuff is going to take a huge chunk out of that as we get into hurricane season. So I think that's the issue, right? I mean, for a property owner, that's $60 a year, right? Yeah. Which to make sure that we're managing stormwater to protect all our houses throughout the entire town.
Well, any other discussion on the motion that's before us?
You know, just another thing, that this is only giving guidance to Arlen to come up with the final budget for us to review and approve at our next budget meeting. He's not, we may change it.
Yeah, well, some of these are going to change at the end.
Yeah.
Right? And in the next meeting, he's going to tell us we're either ahead or behind in each of these three funds, and then we've got to finalize
it. Just to be clear what we're voting on, I mean, let's give him direction.
Well, then I want to let's state it clearly what we're voting on. Right.
For input for budgeting process to normalize the budget in the stormwater system at this time, I make a motion that we would give the guidance to, for budgeting purposes, to set the stormwater fee at $15 a month.
I'll second that.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So, you second it, Al?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have a budget and a second for budget guidance to the financial director. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Can I just ask for one other clarification on all this? So that's a 50% increase to the residential rate. So I will assume that, and my estimates are based on, when I give those revenue estimates on slide that 35, based on that same percentage.
Oh, wait a minute, maybe
Same percentage increase on commercial rates. So I would just want to clarify that when you say 50% on residential, then the commercial should increase by 50% also.
Yeah, well, you didn't show what it was for...
Well, that's because it varies. The highest rate we have right now, currently it's 101.15, and I forget which hotel that is.
Per month.
Per month. That would take that to 151.73. Per month.
Right, which will be $600.
Right. That's just one, and I can.
That's the biggest hotel in town.
Right.
Because it was based off, for commercials, John, wasn't it based off impervious surface, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah. And so whatever hotel that is, it's probably Ocean Dunes.
Well, it's Ocean Dunes. They're charged the residential.
Okay.
By per unit.
Okay.
I forget which. I mean, I can let you know what it
that's
is.
That's fine. But, I
and
mean,
then
I
the
think
rates, the other rate, that's the highest one. The lowest one we have is like $6.22, and I forget what that's for. So that's
the hippie place,
probably.
The coffee shop.
So
it's called.
And there's numbers all in between, but the one with the most dollar impact would be the one that would go from 101 to 151.
So the what does the residential rate become? I mean, what does the residential bill go to?
It goes from $120 a year to $180 a year. From $10 to $15 is what the motion was.
So again, I'm just trying to clarify that word.
I think your estimated increase was all of them, right? Then I keep it the same.
So you're saying the 50% increase at the 137 includes 50% on the business accounts?
Correct.
Right, which all of them are individualized.
And I guess that's what it has to be for purposes of the budget now.
And I'll just say in the past, any time that we did increases, if we did whatever we did for the resident, we did the same percentage for... For the commercial account, just like we do in water and sewer, if we change the rates a certain percentage on residential, we do that accordingly in the for the commercial accounts.
It's all stormwater.
Okay.
So is that clarified?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so anything else?
I do have one thing. I don't know that we can consider what the impact Harlan may have to think about it, but the note that came out to us through the government municipalities recently about communities our size even are not going to be able to have their own impact on planning and zoning.
Yeah.
How that may impact our budget. It may have nothing to do with 2022, but long term from now, I see that if that is approved and becomes law, the fact that we have no control over planning and zoning could impact our budget process.
Yeah, is anyone trying to get the towns to give feedback on that bill?
Joe, I think the Council of Government is hopefully going to schedule a call. We spoke with Wes about it for the land use plan. The Council of Government is not in support of it.
Yeah,
I would definitely not support it. But oddly enough, it's a bipartisan.
That's because the developers and the realtors.
The 160D, I mean.
Yeah.
Both parties.
Well, they favor one, but the other party thinks it's going to do affordable housing. And I was like, okay, well, if it's a one-bedroom condo in Curry Beach, it's still going to cost $350,000,
$400,000. Yeah.
What's the problem? You know, so we're going to have to be vocal about it. And
that's what I'm asking is, how's the process of that happening? That's what I'm asking, right? Because if it's happening fast, I'm glad you brought it up in this meeting, because this is public meeting, so we talk about it.
We just need to know.
Right, Mr. Attorney, we can talk about this now, right?
Actually, it's not on the agenda.
Ah.
But I will tell you this, and Mr. Whitley can correct me if I'm wrong. It was discussed during the Land Use Planning Committee with Wes from the COG. I believe Wes said that they were looking at it, that they were in touch through listserv, and that they were trying to figure out what to do next, which could include, you know, resolutions from the local government in opposition. Perhaps the best thing to do is just follow up with Wes and see where they are. It's been about a week or two.
I can email him.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
And if we need a resolution, we should poll council.
We should reach out to our local representatives also.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah.
The legislation goes fast, right? Beyond the builders,
a resolution from this council,
right?
Beyond the builders association, I can't see anybody truly in favor of this.
Well, the 160D was written by the lawyer for the home builders association.
Do you want to put it on your regular meeting agenda, and Mr.
Yes.
Wilson can follow up prior there?
Yep.
Well, sign me up for stuff too.
Because how fast? I mean, how slow is the legislation process? Right? Is this the long year or short? This is the long year, right?
I think it'll be long, regular stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's an answer to that question. Sometimes they don't cross over, sometimes they're fast-tracked, sometimes they're shelved. But Senator Raven, I forget which committee he had. He, in another town I was involved with, he certainly was a great resource.
Can we just put that on the agenda for the council meeting, and then Joe, if you can get input? And if we need to have a resolution ready by then or earlier, because it's going to legislature, poll the council.
Yeah. So if you could check where they are, Joe, with Council Government.
Yeah. If they're going to do that, then why do we need to redo the land use plan?
Well, I'm hoping they don't do that. That would be a mess. I mean, that'd be a mess in a bunch of towns, not just ours. Infrastructure-wise, duplexes in all of Curry Beach would be horrible.
You have roads and infrastructure. Everything
is. Does it allow HOAs to limit it, though, so you can sell from it?
That's what I wanted to know, because Curry Beach Village or Beach Walk, if there's an empty lot, could you throw a duplex in there? I mean, would the HOA limit it?
HOAs, you put it against the property, so I think you're allowed to do that.
I think in all other respects, HOA controls HOA jurisdiction. It surprised me that the statute would force the same sort of lack of regulation on an HOA, but I can't say for sure. I didn't look at those bills that closely.
John, why are you shaking your head?
Well, I read was that it only applied to city and local banks.
Right.
Okay.
Mayor, I've got another budget. I've got a budget question that, just to throw out. Arlen, do we know how much money we've saved by the use of our gas tank out here versus what we would normally do in a budget year? Whereas gas prices fluctuated too much.
Well, they fluctuate, and we just had a delivery just the other day that's probably close to $1 a gallon from where we started out. And I had that in the retreat when we did that, and I was trying to think that it looked like a savings at that point of about 30,000. I don't want to say for sure, maybe it wasn't quite that big, it was 18,000. But
yeah, I was thinking around 10,000, but
for
maybe 18.
A short period, I think.
But yeah, probably for that, it was just, and with prices for gas as well, it was like 137, but the bill we just had, it was over $2.
It's like $4 for the rest of us, so that's still pretty good.
So there is some savings there that's kind of factored in.
Can I fill
it? It definitely wouldn't reduce our budgets in those line items by any means, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, there definitely has been a savings, but becoming less and less every year.
So, and one other thing that for the budget as well. So we had talked about this twice. Council pay, we had asked to get input on council pay for adjacent municipalities. I'm still concerned that we're not going to have very many people sign up this fall.
Well, it could be a hot year for an election if parking goes south.
We'll see. I don't know. I'll be amazed, especially after the COVID and everything else, that people are going to be like, I don't want to deal with that. And I have concern. Can we just get that updated? Or I think you may have already sent it.
I just did it last year. I don't know that anybody's really changed anything that much.
Can you reach out and ask and then give it to us? And then, Arlen, can you just put that in as a question item from Commissioner Hagler about pay? Potentially estimate, looking at it, starting the second half of the year after the election so people don't benefit from voting for it?
Well, council compensation, you have to set, can't change that at any point in time.
No, it has to be during the budget.
Right, okay.
I'm saying, so to look at it, but start it after the new board comes in. So when you build your spreadsheet, then you can tell us to change stuff. Just don't have it start until halfway through the year, just like we did with the last
So it would be
hour.
From December.
Yeah, or January, right?
Yeah.
Whichever way.
That's right, because December meeting is the turnover. So January.
I guess I thought it was going to be the same 5.
We'll see. You guys might not line up, right? Wish you luck. If you do, I'll vote for you guys.
Yeah.
If you guys all sign up, I'll vote for you.
Can we say that in a public meeting?
I thought you were paying power.
I can say it. Yeah. I don't know if everybody else can, but I can't. I can say who I vote for.
You've offered to pay other people's power
fees. Yeah, I have. And if they and I will. If there's some citizen that wants to file and they can't, don't feel anything run, I'll pay their $25 fee right now.
I don't think that's
well.
There you go. What else do you need, Harlan?
Yeah. If the budget goes as it looks, you might need to raise the stuff for people around.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take what we just talked about and, put that in.
And then our next meeting is when? Because I got to get that one on the calendar since I messed up this one.
16th, April
17th.
9 a.m.
The 16th, right? Good. A Friday. Good. Okay, let me just go ahead. I wonder why I didn't get this on there. You think it'll be as long or faster now?
I think it will be because we've gone through all the details, so I think it's really where we look at it. We have to look at where we are after these adjustments and then any other
directions
or thoughts the council has, so that then, and if we're not far enough along or close enough to closing this, we may have to schedule a third budget meeting before the
And that could be a possibility, because depending on how this thing singles out, because we put it all in doesn't mean it's all going to happen.
Yep.
That would just be my particular view. So I know every department head got what they asked for, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen when we get these numbers done.
One thing that would be helpful is that each department head kind of have a list of if they need to have something when we meet again on the 16th, that they have something in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd have a standoff position. So, any other inputs?
No, sir.
This is the earliest we've ever finished.
Yeah.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, we're not.
Make a motion, we close the budget meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.